Thank you, Alan.
And we close this part of Chatterbox with some of the shorter pieces from the evening news.
Canaries fans on Tuesday called for Norwich City manager Alex Neil to go after they saw their side slump to their 8th defeat in 10 games. The clamour for the City boss to go intensified after the Canaries went down 3-1 to Reading on Monday. This leaves them languishing in 12th place in the Sky Bet Championship, 16 points behind leaders Newcastle United and 7 points off the final playoff place. Of almost 3,500 votes cast in a Norwich Evening News poll following Monday's game, at the time of going to press, 94% said it was time for Alex Neil to go.
Runners at Catton Park Run are being encouraged to turn out for a special memorial event in the new year. A free 5K run to remember keen sportsman Mark Ring at Catton Park is happening on Saturday, January the 7th at 9 a.m. Mr. Ring, 49, from Woodland Drive in Old Catton, was a keen park run volunteer and runner and died on November the 6th at his home from a cardiac arrest. He was also a Norwich Road Runners Club member and always ran in a baseball cap and sunglasses. Participants on January the 7th are being asked to wear those items of clothing in his memory.
Budding circus performers aged 11 to 18 will be able to learn acrobatic skills in a new youth circus beginner course. It is happening at the Lost in Translation Circus Centre on Oak Street in Norwich and starts on January the 12th at 5 p.m.
It was a hit Hollywood movie before becoming a Broadway and West End show, and now actors are needed to join the cast of a new production of the musical The Producers in Norwich. Director and producer Peter Beck plans to put on the show at Norwich Puppet Theatre next April and is looking for the final 6 chorus members, 5 men and 1 woman, to join the 22-strong cast. Mr. Beck, who's presenting the show under the banner Planet Theatre Productions, recently directed Return to the Forbidden Planet at the Madam Market Theatre, and many of the actors from that show will be appearing in the new production.
Greyhound Protection Group Action for Greyhounds held a street collection on Haymarket and Gentleman's Walk on December the 10th. The amount raised was £321. A spokesperson for Action for Greyhounds said, "We would like to thank the general public for supporting our cause with their very generous donations."
Money has been raised for regional good causes thanks to a Christmas carol concert hosted in Norwich. Donations have been made to the Norfolk Tapping House and Priscilla Bacon Lodge as a result of a Tree to Remember service. The service, organised by the East of England Co-op Funeral Services, was organised so that people could share memories of their loved ones. People were invited to a Tree to Remember service at St. Peter Mancroft Church on December the 6th. The total raised by this service and others has recently been announced as more than £1,600, which will be donated to the 2 charities.
Norwich City's Carrow Road ground will have a new look for 2017 after the club agreed a deal for the screens in its concourse and hospitality areas. The Canaries will show 11 sports media's content channels, which feature live and original content, social media feeds and local advertising opportunities. The package, known as Stadium TV, includes match action, club news, team lineups, and match details, and will also feature updates from the club's Twitter and Instagram channels as part of the broadcast.
Thorpe St Andrew Parish Church has announced a new communion for all ages in 2017. The service will be held on the second Sunday of each month, the first taking place on January the 8th. The service will not have incense and the hymns will be new hymns. The sermon will also be changed to a talk. The communion will also be shortened.
That's all for this part of Chatterbox. In a few moments, Marion Penn and John Francis will be here with more news and features. So it's goodbye from Sarah Lomax.
And a happy new year from Rupert Hipwell.
Goodbye.